When John spoke out and pointed Jesus out to a couple of his disciples and said, "There is the Son of God," the disciples took this astounding assertion in and followed after Jesus. It's found in John, the first chapter, in this 37th verse. "And the two disciples heard John the Baptist speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned about and saw them following him, and said unto them, What do you want? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where are you staying? And he said unto them, Come and see. And they came and saw where he was staying, and stayed with him that day, for it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And Jesus saw him, and he said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is by interpretation, a stone." You see, the disciples of John were seeking eternal life. They were seeking to be associated with the Son of God. And Jesus asked them a very important question: What do you want? And they said, Where are you at? And he said, Come and see. And they came and saw and stayed with Jesus. So may we do the same. Let's pray. Father, Jesus is the eternal Word. He has the words of life. His deeds are the deeds of life. He represents light in the world, a light which can guide our way and take us out of the darkness, a light darkness cannot defeat. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.